This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Inaugural edition, 58th inauguration in our nation's history, the peaceful transfer of power. I'm Scott Hennen on the steps of the U.S. Capitol, about to watch Donald J. Trump take the oath of office. Our coverage continues with the help of Fox News today in a special edition of What's on Your Mind.
I mean, how many times did you interview them?
Sure.
And each time they spoke forcefully, eloquently, in complete sentences, but with apparent sincerity. And that, for me, was one of the most striking parts of this entire campaign. Having grown up reading the New York Post, you would never imagine that Donald Trump would have a family like this. I'm sorry to say it is true. His children, in my experience, were real and impressive. It was not fake. And I was struck by it from day one.
Very powerful. And the one thing that Donald Jr. said from day one, and Eric said as well, if you tell my father that he can't do something, you just sit back and watch, because he will. And they said he would win this election from day one. Not surprising, but it was forceful and quite convincing in the way it was presented. Majority
Secretary Laura. Chris, as we get ready for the introductions of the family and then the vice president-elect, this day and where this president-to-be takes this country, is it going to be fast, do you think?
Yes, it is going to be fast, and in his speech he's going to make a very direct call for action, say that there's been enough talk, now it's time to act. He has an agenda. I wonder, in fact, if it's almost too ambitious an agenda. He has so many things he's talked about, whether it's on immigration or the economy or trade or infrastructure or taxes, Obamacare. I wonder if he's going to overload the circuits on Capitol Hill. A lot of it he can do with a stroke of a pen. Obviously, in the last 4 years, Barack Obama has done a lot by the stroke of a pen with executive action. Donald Trump will be able to undo a lot of that with a stroke of a pen. We're not sure how much he's going to do today or how much on his first full day of business on Monday. But then he's got to do some work with Congress, and that's going to be more complicated. And one of the issues is going to be whether he overloads the circuit or whether they're going to be able to work with congressional leaders to sequence it in a way that they can get it done. But there's going to be a call, specific call for action today.
Right. I mean, there seems to be a relationship that has been built between Speaker Ryan and the president-elect, soon to be president, and the Senate Majority Leader.
And Donald Trump's record in business is that he will work with people whom he thinks are useful and helpful. And if you're president of the United States and your party controls Congress, you're going to want to have a good relationship with the leaders up there, and he seems to develop that. Paul Ryan's not an easy guy to dislike anyway, and the fact that he kept his distance from the president, the now president-elect, through the campaign seems not to have impeded the development of that relationship in any way. And they got a lot of, as Chris is suggesting, they got a lot of business to do together. It ain't going to be easy, because nothing is ever easy on Capitol Hill, ever. And, you know, they may get it done. It'll take a while. But those relationships count. And I think, you know, Trump has shown a willingness to pursue them. Smart of him.
We just saw Rex Tillerson standing up there on the podium as well. He is not yet confirmed. There was a lot of discussion about the fact that on this day, when President Obama took office, seven of his choices for his cabinet, Dana, were filled. Today, two, perhaps you know, on the low side, maybe four on the high side of the numbers that we're hearing right now. Your thoughts?
I think it is unnecessary for Schumer to have decided to hold these up a little bit. And I understand that later today, around 4 o'clock, I believe the Intel Committee on the Senate side will be meeting to make sure that they can confirm out of committee Mike Pompeo, who will be the director of the CIA. This is not a time to leave any national security position unfilled. If I could add one other thing on the congressional agenda, and overloading their circuits. I would just say, having done been the spokesperson for two Supreme Court nominees, do not underestimate how much time and energy that consumes for the White House and on Capitol Hill. It is, you almost have to run it like a campaign. I have no doubt that Donald Trump will be successful confirming a nominee, but that will be a fight that the Democrats decide that that's where they have to stake a lot of ground, because there are other things where they could compromise and maybe get a deal with him, but the Supreme Court will be something that they will want to fight on.
We should point out that the crowds are starting to fill in here to the National Mall. You can start seeing them pack into those white areas and start to fill in. Again, security had been a little tough to get through early on. We'll see how much of this entire mall, there's the Capitol in the distance, where we are is at the bottom of the screen there, and then beyond us, obviously, the Washington and Lincoln Memorial, where we were last night for that Make America Great Celebration.
We're 12 blocks, 12 city blocks from the Capitol, and from our angle, of course, you see the white spaces of which haven't filled in yet. But it takes a lot of people to fill it up all the way down here to 12th Street.
There'll be a lot of people, obviously, who say, how many people were at President Obama's inauguration? 1.8 million. And there'll be all kinds of people who talk about the numbers. But, Chris, this is a moment for the people who said this was a change election.
Oh, absolutely. And it is a change election. I want to go back to something that Tucker said. It's a change election around the world. Mr. Trump is not going to talk about globalism today, but there is a sense that the economic system around the world isn't working for too many people, and that's why you see the Brexit vote to exit the European Union and other European countries doing that, and ferment around the world, and certainly ferment in this country, which led to the election of Donald Trump. And I think that's very much going to be a message of this presidency, the idea that the country can't work for the elite. It can't work for the banks and the big companies and corporations. In an odd sense, this is parts of this message could have been delivered by Barack Obama and could have been delivered by Bernie Sanders. It's just that Donald Trump's solution is going to be different, but it's a much more conservative prescription. But very much that this is a change election. People were fed up. They were fed up with politics and politicians as usual. They wanted a change, and they've got it.
There's something called Trumpism. And a lot of people have tried to define it, and now he will define it through his actions. He said that he's going to be an action president, Tucker. We've talked a lot about what might be first on the agenda. I mean, immigration is one of the most sort of hot button issues that he has taken on from day one. What shape do you see that taking?
I expect that their arguments on behalf of a new immigration policy will be basically economic. So when we talk about immigration, again, it's about demographics and it's about the cultural mix of the country, the complexion of the country. I think Trump, and particularly Stephen Miller, who's the driving force, I think, behind a lot of the rhetoric you're hearing from the Trump people on immigration, will frame it as an economic question, and that American wages are being undermined by, you know, massive low-wage immigration into the country, et cetera. I think that's a case they want to make. I think the math is on their side on that, and I think you're going to start to hear it. You haven't heard much of it for the last 2 months. They haven't talked much about immigration at all, including the wall, but they will.
Well, news does not stop on Inauguration Day. Just getting news that more than 100 Al-Qaeda fighters believed to be killed by B-52 bomber and drone strikes on terror training camps in Syria conducted by the U.S. Now, this follows 108 bombs being dropped by B-2 bombers in Libya just yesterday, 2 days ago, as the administration outgoing decides to step up the attack, Brit, on terrorists in Libya and in Syria.
And sending a notice to those places and to the world of the reach of American power. These planes, in the earlier raid, took off from the United States. There was refueling in the air. They made this attack and flew home. And if you're sitting in Moscow or some other capital, you're looking and thinking, hey, where's these people, even with some of their older planes, the B-52s have been around forever, can reach us and reach much of the rest of the world and fly home and inflict such harm as it seems necessary to the military leaders to do. That is a strong signal. And it's interesting that Mr. Obama authorized this on his final day.
Indeed it is. Charles Krauthammer is with us as well. Charles, we watch Dr. Jill Biden and the First Lady walking in to take their places now. Your thoughts on what we're seeing here this morning?
Well, I'm thinking about a strange place strangely enough, in West Africa, where sort of making a stark contrast to what's happening here. They had an election. I'm sure you've never heard the word Gambia spoken before during a presidential election. They had an election. The president refuses to leave. So the swearing in of his successor occurred in a neighboring country, Senegal, whose army has just invaded Gambia today to get rid of the previous president. We do not appreciate how utterly unusual it is to have had now over 50 transfers of power like this throughout our history, uninterrupted, even through civil war. And that, I think, is the great event. It's the majesty of today's event. And I have to say, as a matter of critique for the Democrats, if you want to make an expression of displeasure with the outcome of an election, do it at the State of the Union address. That's a political event. This is a civic sacrament. And I think there's been sort of a diminution of that on the part of Democrats who are staying away.
Attended live in Washington, D.C. for the 58th inauguration. The 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, about to take the oath of office. And we've got it for you live. More of our coverage with the help of Fox News from Washington, D.C. and a special edition of What's on Your Mind after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Mark G. Wagner at ND Estate Services works with families and individuals all across North Dakota. He'll equip you to protect your estate from third-party entities, preserve your financial assets from care facilities, and pass on your entire estate in the most tax-efficient way possible, bypassing probate court. Call or text Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Or go online to ndestateservices.com. That's ndestateservices.com. You'll be glad you did.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Mm-mm, sure is some good gumbo when you come to the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. MBI Energy Services, a great place to work, invites you Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson. Taste testing starts for the public at 6:30 p.m. Live entertainment at 8:30. Tickets are only $10 and all proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. The 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off from MBI Energy Services and area businesses. Don't miss the fun, Saturday, February 18th.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Inaugural edition, 58th inauguration in our nation's history, the peaceful transfer of power. I'm Scott Hennon. on the steps of the U.S. Capitol, about to watch Donald J. Trump take the oath of office. Our coverage continues with the help of Fox News today in a special edition of What's on Your Mind.
It's 11:20 on the East Coast right now, so we are about 40 minutes away from noon, which is always the hour and time that the inaugural oath will take place, in the minutes around noon as we get ready for all of that to get underway. Just one quick thought about Senator Durbin, who wrote a scathing editorial to these other 69 Democrats who chose not to take part in today's ceremony, saying that, you know, he even called out some of them specifically by name, basically scolding them for bad behavior, Tucker, and saying that he would be standing there today to toast to the new president throughout the course of the inaugural festivities, and he just thought they were flat out wrong.
Well, good for Durbin. I mean, in the end, the institutions these people represent are more important than any one of them individually. And the election of Donald Trump was about Trump, but not really. It never is about the man. It's about much bigger things that are happening. And to turn your back on this is to, in some ways, turn your back on one of the most important institutions we have.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do that.
You know, Megan McArdle, one of our colleagues in this business, is a very fine writer for The Atlantic and other publications, posted a message today on Twitter in which she said, "Obama was my president, so is Trump, because I'm an American, and the person who wins the U.S. presidential election is my president." That should go without saying. But in this atmosphere, what I would say is good for her for saying that.
Yeah. Elaine L. Chao and Mrs. Judy McCarthy.
Trump is a fascinating one as well. Born in Slovenia, probably never imagined that she would be experiencing the moment that she is in right now. An immigrant, she talked a lot about her process becoming an American citizen and how much it meant to her to become an American citizen. People really all over Eastern Europe just, you know, adore her and find her to be such an amazing example for them.
And she adores that boy.
Absolutely. That is her son, Baron, who is always at her side. They will stay in New York so he can finish out the school year, and then they will move to the White House, and no doubt they'll all be back and forth on the weekends and seeing each other quite a bit through the process. Brett,
I think we're going to let it breathe a little bit here and just be quiet for a while.
It is 24 after the hour, and you are listening to live simulcast coverage of the Donald J. Trump inauguration. Simulcast coverage from Fox News. The sights and sounds from the Capitol, jam-packed right now, as dignitaries are making their way to the stage, I guess we'll call it. Packed house, a little rainy there. Most people have their umbrellas or ponchos, and we'll continue live simulcast coverage from Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, the Honorable Barack H. Obama, and the Vice President, Joseph R. Biden, escorted by Senate Democratic Secretary Gary Myrick, Senate Democratic Leader and Rules Committee Ranking Member Charles E. Schumer, and House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi. Thank you.
listening to continuing coverage of our simulcast with Fox News TV as General Donald J. Trump makes his way to the Capitol, where everyone is waiting for him. Everybody's expecting him to start his swearing-in at approximately 11 o'clock Central Time. And we will continue to bring you this live simulcast coverage here on AM 1100, AM 1090, 550 K-Fire, and KLTC Dickinson here on What's On Your Mind.
In Washington, D.C. for the 58th inauguration, the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, about to take the oath of office, and we've got it for you live. More of our coverage with the help of Fox News from Washington, D.C., and a special edition of What's On Your Mind after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Vinod's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørhamn. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Inaugural edition, 58th inauguration in our nation's history, the peaceful transfer of power. I'm Scott Hennon on the steps of the U.S. Capitol, about to watch Donald J. Trump take the oath of office. Our coverage continues with the help of Fox News today in a special edition of What's on Your Mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, escorting the President-elect, the Staff Director for the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, Stacey McHatton McBride, the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms, Frank Larkin, the House Sergeant-at-Arms, Paul Irving, the Chairman of the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, Roy Blunt, Rules Committee Ranking Member and Senate Democratic Leader, Charles E. Schumer, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul D. Ryan, Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, House Majority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, and House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi. President-elect of the United States, Donald John Trump. Ceremonies, the Honorable Roy Blunt.
Thank you all. If you have a seat, you can sit down. Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, Mr. President-elect, Mr. Vice President-elect, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the inauguration of the 45th President of the United States of America. Today, the legislative, the executive, the judicial branches of our constitutional government come together for the 58th inauguration of the President of the United States. Millions of people all over the world will watch and will listen to this event. 36 years ago at his first inauguration, it was also the first inauguration on this side of the Capitol, President Ronald Reagan said that what we do here is both commonplace and miraculous. Commonplace every 4 years since 1789, when President George Washington took this exact same oath. Miraculous because we've done it every 4 years since 1789, and the example it sets for democracies everywhere. Washington believed the inauguration of the second president would be more important than the inauguration of the first. Many people had taken control of a government up until then, but few people had ever turned that control willingly over to anyone else. And as important as the first transfer of power was, many historians believe that the next election was even more important. When in 1801, one group of people, arguably for the first time ever in history, willingly, if not enthusiastically, gave control of the government to people they believed had a dramatically different view of what the government would, should, and could do. After that election that actually discovered a flaw in the Constitution itself, which was remedied by the 12th Amendment, Thomas Jefferson, at that inauguration, beyond the chaos of the election that had just passed, said, "We are all Republicans, we are all Federalists." After 4 years of civil war, Lincoln's second inaugural speech tried to find reason for the continued war when he pointed out that both sides prayed to the same God. He'd earlier written about those fervent prayers that one side must be and both sides may be wrong. But in 1865, he looked to the future, and the memorable moment in that speech was "with malice toward none and charity for all." In the middle of the Depression, the country was told that the only thing we had to fear was fear itself. And President Kennedy talked about the obligation in democracy to country. The great question that day was, ask what you can do for your country. So we come to this place again, commonplace and miraculous, a national moment of celebration, but not a celebration of victory, a celebration of democracy. And as we begin that celebration, I call on His Eminence Timothy Michael Cardinal Dolan, Reverend Dr. Samuel Rodriguez, and Pastor Paula White Kane to provide readings and the invocation.
The prayer of King Solomon from the Book of Wisdom. Let us pray. God of our ancestors and Lord of mercy, you have made all things, and in your providence have charged us to rule the creatures produced by you, to govern the world in holiness and righteousness, and to render judgment with integrity of heart. Give us wisdom, for we are your servants, weak and short-lived, lacking in comprehension of judgment and of laws. Indeed, though one might be perfect among mortals, if wisdom which comes from you be lacking, we count for nothing. Now with you is wisdom, who knows your will and was there when you made the world, who understands what is pleasing in your eyes, what is conformable with your commands. Send her forth from your holy heavens, from your glorious throne dispatch her, that she may be with us and work with us, that we may grasp what is pleasing to you. For she knows and understands all things, and will guide us prudently in our affairs, and safeguard us by her glory. Amen.
Gospel of Matthew, the 5th chapter. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for Him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. He blesses those who are pure in heart, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. And God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. For you are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on its stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. Respectfully, in Jesus' name.
We come to you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, with grateful hearts, thanking you for this great country that you have decreed to your people. We acknowledge we are a blessed nation with a rich history of faith and fortitude, with a future that is filled with promise and purpose. We recognize that every good and every perfect gift comes from you, and the United States of America is your gift, for which we proclaim our gratitude. As a nation, we now pray for our President, Donald John Trump, Vice President Michael Richard Pence, and their families. We ask that you would bestow upon our President the wisdom necessary to lead this great nation, the grace to unify us, and the strength to stand for what is honorable and right in your sight. In Proverbs 21:1, you instruct us that our leader's heart is in your hands. Gracious God, reveal unto our President the ability to know the will, your will, the confidence to lead us in justice and righteousness, and the compassion to yield to our better angels. While we know there are many challenges before us, in every generation you have provided the strength and power to become that blessed nation. Guide us in discernment, Lord, and give us that strength to persevere and thrive. Now bind and heal our wounds and divisions, and join our nation to your purpose. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, the psalmist declared. Let your favor be upon this one nation under God. Let these United States of America be that.
Gathered live in Washington, D.C. for the 58th inauguration, the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, about to take the oath of office, and we've got it for you live. More of our coverage with the help of Fox News from Washington, D.C., and a special edition of What's on Your Mind after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton.
From financial managers to family farms to principal operators, men and women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the Soybean Board of Directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, our board encourages you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that are conducting elections in early 2017, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Mind special inaugural edition, 58th inauguration in our nation's history, the peaceful transfer of power. I'm Scott Hennen on the steps of the U.S. Capitol, about to watch Donald J. Trump take the oath of office. Our coverage continues with the help of Fox News today in a special edition of What's on Your Mind.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer at the podium.
America, America. And we can gain strength from reading our history and listening to the voices of average Americans. They always save us in times of strife. One such American was Major Sullivan Ballew. On July 14, 1861, when the North and South were lining up for their first battle, a time when our country was bitterly divided and faith in the future of our country was at a nadir, Major Ballew of the 2nd Rhode Island Volunteers penned a letter to his wife, Sarah. It is one of the greatest letters in American history. It shows the strength and courage of the average American. Allow me to read some of his words, which echo through the ages. "My very dear Sarah," he wrote, "the indications are very strong that we shall move in a few days, perhaps tomorrow. If it is necessary that I should fall on the battlefield for my country, I am ready. I have no misgivings about or lack of confidence in the cause in which I am engaged, and my courage does not halt or falter. I know how strongly American civilization now leans upon the triumph of the government, and how great a debt we owe to those who went before us through the blood and suffering of the revolution. And I am willing, perfectly willing, to lay down all my joys in this life to help maintain this government and to pay that debt. Sarah, my love for you is deathless. It seems to bind me to you with the mighty cables that nothing but omnipotence can break. And yet, my love of country comes over me like a strong wind and bears me irresistibly on with all these chains to the battlefield. Sullivan Ballou gave his life on the battlefield a week later at the first battle of Bull Run. It is because Sullivan Ballou and countless others believed in something bigger than themselves and were willing to sacrifice for it that we stand today in the full blessings of liberty in the greatest country on earth. And that spirit lives on in each of us, Americans whose families have been here for generations and those who have just arrived. And I know our best days are yet to come. I urge all Americans to read Ballou's full letter. His words give me solace, strength. I hope they will give you the same. Now, please stand while the Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas, has ministered the oath of office to the Vice President of the United States.
Just did that. Just a note, vice presidents take a different oath since there's no requirement in the Constitution to use the same text that's administered to all federal officials who must take an oath in order to serve.
Mr. Vice President-elect, would you raise your right hand and repeat after me? I, Michael Richard Pence, do solemnly swear.
I, Michael Richard Pence, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I'm about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Mike Pence is now Vice President. Mike Pence. Presidential oath will take place based on where they are on the schedule. Will be about 12:05, less than 10 minutes from now.
A brief moment, and we have President Obama and Vice President Pence.
Yeah, either way, Donald Trump becomes president at the stroke of noon.
It was very fortuitous for Governor Pence. He was governor of Indiana when Donald Trump's plane broke down.
Almost ran for president himself in 2012. Right. Many people think that if the that only person that might have been...
My coverage from the nation's capital for the 58th inaugural. More of the coverage of Donald Trump's inauguration, taking the oath of office, coming up in moments. You'll hear it right here, and we'll have, of course, a complete recap Monday on What's On Your Mind. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've told me Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayl for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. Good news, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.